Well, you had a real chasana. They shall praise you more, evermore, sana. What does it mean? Oh, you had a real chasana. So the Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Akev, says Rabbi Yishur ben Levi, anyone that goes into a shul in this world will merit to go into a shul or a Beis Medrash in the world to come. It's Yosef explains, because this world is a world of preparation, where we take things from potential into actuality. We make emunah, an attachment to Hashem, to make us real. And in doing so, we purify our souls to the world to come. Where do we learn this from? Ashrei Yoshev v'secha, oid yahalelu chasana. Sela means forevermore. Oid yahalelu chasana. If you dwell in Hashem's place in this world, you'll be there for eternity. The truth is, this is what the Mashgichim say. The Olam Haba is a Beis Medrash, it's a yeshiva, without a clock. No coffee room either. Gan Eden and Gehenim are the same place. If for you a Beis Medrash without a clock is Gan Eden, it will be Gan Eden. If for you a Beis Medrash without a clock is Gehenim, it will be Gehenim. Non-stop learning. Non-stop connection to Hashem. Whatever sensitivities, desires, passions we've developed in this world, they'll be with us for eternity. And let's face it, the only currency in Olam Haba is spiritual. Can't take anything physical with us. Forevermore. For eternity. If we develop a positive attitude, an excitement, a passion, a desire for davening and for learning, that'll be with us forever. But if we don't, what will we take with us? What will Olam Haba look like? Truth is, it goes further. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, also in B'Shur Ben Levi. Where do we see Tchias HaMesim from the Torah? Ashrei Yoshev V'secha, Oid Yahalelucha Sela. Yahalelucha, they will praise you. It doesn't say Hilelucha, they are praising you. Yahalelucha is the future. Tchias HaMesim. Rabbi Shur Ben Levi says, anyone that sings Shira in this world, they'll sing Shira in the world to come. Oid Yahalelucha Sela. Says the Maharsha, Yahalelucha, they will praise you as an Olam Haba. That's why Yeshua ben Levi is saying, this is Tchias HaMesim from the Torah. He learns it from the word Oid. Oid is talking about something else. Ma'id, ma'id. something more. Oid, and he will say, Oid, and I want more. And therefore, it's adding a level. Shira Bailam Hazeh. Oid Yahalucha Sela Bailam Haba. So let's face it. Our attitude towards the davening, the perspective that we have, is something that will stay with us for eternity. Therefore, the investment that we make in it now will reap eternal dividends. We create our eternity. That's what it means. Shahalach l'olamo, they've gone to their world. He's gone to his place. It's the world that we create through our attitudes, through our actions, through our aspirations, our goals and desires. Our eternity is literally in our hands and in our mouths, in our hearts.